Blog Talk Radio.
This is Monday Night Fallout with your hosts, Double L, Loverboy Langlois, Minister of Sinister, and T-Rock Plutonium. And now, it's time for Fallout.
Why the hell would you make me do this show if... Is the show over?
It's going on right now, man.
It's still going on?
It's still going on right now, man. We got Solo Sikoa popped up out of nowhere.
Well,
spilled out into the audience.
Well, that's great, but I didn't see the show. I had no idea, you know, like... Why didn't you like schedule it for like tomorrow or some shit? What the fuck?
I guess you could have watched highlights. That would have given you time to watch highlights.
Well, I was just gonna tell you I don't care and who gives a shit. But apparently Christian is not. So is it the main event right now? Is that what we're watching?
It's the main event right now, yeah. That's what we're watching.
Oh, good. I don't pay for WWE, so I'm not watching it. I wouldn't give them money if you fucking paid me. You know, I'm champion over 390 days. So I will beat the shit out of whatever Roman Reigns' record is because I am the United World Champion. Almost 400 days as champion, undefeated. 6-0, baby.
Oh, my.
Everyone,
6-0.
1, 2, 3. I beat them, and I send them packing. Seriously, why the fuck are we, doing this? Because, like, I mean, I don't mind it, but I don't know any. Okay, what was the first match?
Oh, the first match was a barn burner, man. It was, oh, God.
So it must have been real good
against Logan Paul.
My God. Okay, so I guess somebody who I don't care about and has no story won. Okay, good. Way to go. I don't know who those two are.
So how you doing, man? You doing all right over there?
Yeah, I'm fine, I guess.
Here, man. Why did I make you do this? Why did you do it?
Because you were going to do it. You set it up. You took the time to set the show up. So I was like, well, I should come, even though I don't give a shit about... Let me tell you what I think of WWE. Let me give you my honest opinion. Vince McMahon's mustache is in total control over how bizarre everything is. And the fact that Cody Rhodes should have won the title instead of Roman having it, because the bloodline feud, whatever, doesn't need a title. It doesn't need the title, and it could have been doing other things. His title looks like urine, by the way. It looks like somebody pissed on the fucking new title. I am as muscular and as strong as his fucking ass, and, you know,
oh,
I'm
hell.
A champion too, so, you know. And people love me. They don't like him. And you know what? Even if he does turn face or whatever he does, who gives a shit? You know what? You know how I know nobody cares? Because my father, Lou, doesn't care. And he could give a shit. And he keeps talking to me about AEW. Did you see AEW? This is what's going on in AEW. Now, if my father used to watch WWE religiously, is now an AEW fan. What did you do, Vince? What did you do to lose Lou? What the fuck?
So right now, Jimmy Uso's beating the fuck out of Solo Sikoa and Roman Reigns with a chair in a tribal match.
Oh, cool. So three guys are jerking each other off in the middle of the... Three guys are jerking each other off in the middle of the ring.
This is for the tribal chief status, no less.
Oh, it's not for the title.
Oh, it's for the title too, and tribal chief status.
Oh, okay. So it's for the title. Why are you watching this? Because if Roman Reigns is not going to lose, is there a betting site? Can I bet on this right now? I bet $1 million that Roman Reigns wins this match. And if he doesn't, and if he does lose, it's by disqualification, and he doesn't lose the title.
And that's what I'm going for right there, Roman Reigns.
I'm gonna bet both of those,
baby.
I'm gonna bet if he wins, it's due to whatever. Either he wins or he doesn't lose the title if he loses. So I will bet $1 million that he doesn't lose the title tonight. I will bet every cent I have. I will bet the entire fortune that exists in humanity's existence right now at this very moment on this.
Will
no,
you
I'm
bet
not gonna
the
do
United
this.
World Championship title.
No, because that's more than humanity. That's worth more than any of you fucking freakazoids and jackalopes and fucking willy-nillies and sissy nannies and little Mary sissies. Fucking tribal chief. My tribe.
Solo Sokoa and the tribal chief now. Uh-oh.
Yeah, you know who? My tribal chief is between my legs and he stands. Oh!
Give yourself a round
of
applause.
He makes all the decisions. You know, and sometimes he goes, you know. That's when he finds the nice hoo-hoo.
Did you let Katie know that we were doing this, I wonder?
Why do I have to do everything? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Let me tell him. Facebook shit, man.
Use the thread. Look here, the nursing home. I'm gonna look.
The nursing home. Yeah, there you go. The fucking
we
nursing
on
home.
The air for SummerSlam. Get your ass here. Let me share the link. I don't care though. Like, who gives a shit? Tell me other matches. Tell me what else happened.
Oh, they were great matches, man. You would have loved it.
Oh, I would have. Oh,
yeah, we're gonna talk all about it here shortly. It was wonderful. It was a beautiful thing. Oh hell,
is Christian coming?
Oh yeah, he'll be here right after the show, I'm sure. I didn't know you were gonna be. I tried to sign on, but it's some new shit going on, and I didn't want to put the effort in. When I saw that you had changed up the picture and shit, I was like, oh, yes, great, he's going to be there.
Why
I had no idea you were going to put shit on this fucking everything.
Why did you schedule it for an hour before it was over?
Well, honestly, I thought it would be over by now. Oh, shit,
how
it's
long
a masked man
been
out of nowhere. Somebody in a black mask.
Oh yeah,
it's his brother. His own brother fucking him over. Jay fucking Uso or Jimmy Uso fucked him over.
Are you sure it's not the ZWO and Johnson P. Derrywinkle and who was in the ministry?
Yeah, that
of
was
ministry?
Great, John Derrywinkle.
He needs to come
shit
to the UWA. I need to bring him into my league.
Who else was that? It was Derrywinkle and
the anonymous Raw General Manager.
Oh yeah.
And then
those were the
Emperors of the Universe and the Ministry of Sinistry and the ZWO and whatever else, fucking Steve Gutenberg, Rob Tyson, Eric Veras. You know, the reason we're talking about this, people, is because it's more interesting than
I don't think WWE's got going.
I mean, it's really Roman Reigns' show. We got a new champion, though, right? Isn't Bianca Belair the new?
Yeah, she won. Yeah, she did.
Oh, great.
That was a garbage match.
Oh, yeah. I expect nothing less. I was going to go to sleep. I was about to close my eyes and be like, you know what?
You are correct, sir. Roman Reigns has indeed retain the championship and his tribal chief status.
Oh, he did. So I get all the money in existence. Thanks. I win.
Everything, yes, including the crypto.
Hey, but you know what? My crypto's gone, man. All my crypto.
Oh, yeah. All that's left is the memory.
I know. Well, my crypto's gone because my phone's died and I can't get... But anyway, that's another story.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so let me tell you something, Mr. Hollywood right here. I am as right as rain about wrestling because I know wrestling. I am a champion, and I am wrestling. And I can tell you something about the WWE, how predictable it is if Roman Reigns is still champion. I told you 4 minutes ago, and I bet everything on the line. And let me tell you what, I was right, and you out there, you the people who watch WWE were wrong, wrong to keep watching, wrong to keep supporting. Vince McMahon's mustache is out of control. Just for men, fuck.
Ladies and gentlemen, United World Champion, Mr. Hollywood.
Mr. Hollywood. See, I changed my name because Hollywood Tony P is great, and that's still me, but, you know... People always think that I was, you know, Hulk Hogan. I was using that as inspiration. I'm Hollywood Tony P. No, I was doing that because I went on the radio in Hollywood. But Hulk Hogan stole my thunder. And it comes crashing down and it hurts inside sometimes. But he stole my thunder. And so I'm Mr. Hollywood is who I am. Not just Hollywood, Mr. Hollywood. You respect my title.
Mr. Hollywood, and here I am. Questioning why, indeed, I am watching this shit show WWE.
What's the main event?
Mr. Hollywood was right all along. It's over now.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Roman Reigns has won, and Mr. Hollywood has won all of the money in existence, including the crypto.
And how did I know that? I mean, how? I haven't watched WWE in ever.
Because you are wrestling personified.
I am the knowledge. I am Mr. Hollywood. And you know what?
Mr.
Whatever.
Hollywood.
I can tell you that the only person who's going to beat Roman Reigns is Conor McGregor, and that's the only one. Or The Rock if he comes back. But The Rock is failing in movies, so The Rock should take it from him. Because honestly, there's nobody else who is credible enough to beat him, and they should have given it to Cody. They're going to put Brock in there with Roman next. Who does Roman Reigns face next, Minister?
There's no telling. It could possibly be Cody Rhodes, since he did indeed defeat Brock Lesnar tonight.
So believable.
Oh, gosh.
You know, I mean, they're almost the same size, but Brock Lesnar would... I don't know. I mean, Cody Rhodes would be crushed in half like this and punched in the face. I don't know. Like, it seems like I don't believe that Cody can beat Brock for real. It's not believable.
No, I don't either.
I don't believe it.
I'm not buying it, and they shouldn't be selling it.
Did you see the picture of them, like, shaking hands? Again, Brock Lesnar... I'm sorry, no.
I threw up in my mouth a little bit when I saw it. I actually saw it happen.
If those two met in a parking lot, Cody Rhodes would be dead.
Brock Lesnar would eat him.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar would eat him alive. Cody Rhodes would be nothing but fucking roadkill on the asphalt. And
let's
I hear that Michael Cole is still being a shithead. And not for anything he said, just for the fact that...
Let's get the show on the road.
Okay, what else happened?
I mean,
people want to hear... The four people who are listening want to know what happened.
Oh, my gosh. Four people? That's wonderful.
I know. That's three more than usual. That's fucking three more than usual.
Yeah. So,
but you know what? It's okay. Listen. I appreciate you spending $30 a month for four people to listen, because
yes,
we do at least one or two shows a month. So it's worth it in every way, shape, or form. So I have to thank you so much for continuing the work.
Yes. Yes, for continuing to throw the money away.
Well, you know what, though?
It's all about the money, baby.
It's good to have just because you can do a show. And if you just be sure to let me know before you decide so I can download all those other fucking things. But
of course.
I would, as long as you still have the money, keep it going, man. We'll do shows every two or three fucking years.
When the moon strikes.
What else?
Whenever the fucking moon strikes, man, you know. You've always been, you've always had the key to the studio. And that's all that matters, man. Because you are you are the personification of podcast, no less. It was you who started all this shit. And that's
all
why
I
continue to do it.
Long before anybody else did. We started it back in the age of dinosaurs. Back
the
in the
pioneers.
Age of...
That's right.
How many?
I rode your fucking coattails, man.
Dude, it's been 10 years, man. A decade.
At least, yeah.
No, it's true. It's been a decade since the IWC.
Yeah.
And, 10 years, man. 10 years we've been doing this. There was a point where everything was going good, and then, I just took over. Because the assholes, because those guys were fucking with, I was pissed. I don't know what, but it sucks, too, because, I really did just tag that whole site and everybody sent him away. And Craig probably was like, oh, sorry, Spirit Squad Nikki. I dropped his real name. Oh, he's going to come from Australia and bring some of those giant spiders that he has and those weird cockroaches. And fucking
awesome.
Kangaroo come up and punch you in the face. You'd be walking down the street.
Get Christian on the phone, man. Call him up.
I'm not calling him. I don't give... Okay, what else happened? Who else lost? Did Sami Zayn, is he still the champion?
He wasn't even on the card, man. He is a champion, but he was not on the card. Not
tonight,
buddy.
Wasn't he supposed to, weren't they pushing him and then they stopped pushing him? Because Vince
came
back.
They were pushing him big. He was part of the storyline. It was great. He was actually making the show. He had a great year, man. He had a great year at the top of the card.
And then Vince
came
back.
Being billed as a... it took a whole long time, but he finally started getting cheered. Finally, after getting screwed over and over and over again, finally he started getting cheered. And then just like that, they swept the rug out from under him. They put him with Kevin Owens again. And anyway, now Kevin Owens has a fucked up character where he's always agitated and angry, and it's supposed to be funny, but it's just way too forced, and it's so unfunny, and it's fucking awful. Awful. This fucking Kevin Owens character. Just fucking awful. And anyway, that's all I gotta say about that. It's fucking awful.
Do you doubt Vince McMahon had a hand in killing Sami Zayn? Because Sami Zayn is he a Jew? Is that why Vince doesn't like him? Because he loves the Saudis, the bone Saudis, right? Bone Saudis.
That very well could be the reason. He's got that mustache. He's got that mustache.
He does, and I think that's probably why Lou doesn't watch WWE anymore, because Lou has that same mustache.
Is that right?
Lou has had that mustache for about 45 years. So.
Oh my gosh.
Vince, Lou has had that mustache.
And of course, if you don't know what we're talking about, you got to go into the archives and check out what's the name of that
Talkin'
program?
Wrestling. Talking Wrestling
with Lou.
With Lou.
Yes, that was a great program here on the.
There's like
World
one
Generation
episode.
Podcast.
There's like two episodes.
But Lou. And so he's in AEW now, huh? He's an AEW guy now, huh?
Yeah, because he's tired of Roman Reigns. Every time he turns it on, he says the opening's okay, but then there's a women's match and he just wants to turn it off. And then he's like, oh, Roman Reigns is still champion. I don't care. He says, isn't anybody tired of it already? And I'm like, yeah, I guess not. The fans must love it. I mean,
So right. I have now informed Christian that we are indeed on the air now. We've only been on the air for fucking 20 minutes. And
so yeah, Logan Paul defeated Ricochet.
If you look it up. If you look it up, he's got some theme music. CFP theme. In case you want to, you know, play. Give
okay,
him some
I'll
love.
Get him, I'll get him. Let me, what is it called? CMP?
No, CFP, Christian from Philly.
Oh,
CFP
Christian.
CFP theme, yeah. So I'm two beers in, I got a flu. That's right, I got a flu. It's that new, the new COVID they got going around now. They call it the CMD strain. So this show is dedicated to the new COVID going around, and yes, I do have it. It's the B&B strain, and it's also brought to you by Hopadillo Hazy IPA. Only the hazy will do. Only the hazy will do, baby. It's brewed right here in Texas, and it's a great beer. Go get you one. 7%, by the way, alcohol by volume.
Are they sponsoring the show?
Of course not, but, you know, we like to do that. So Christian
okay.
says the number I gave him is not working. I gave him 515. What's the number? 515-605?
9753. Daylight come and me one go home. Busy day, yo.
So what is it? 515-605?
9753. They change our number all the time.
515-605-9753.
That's 515-605-9753. See, but you can't say five. You have to say five. 515-605. 9-7-5.
And so at the end of the match, fucking they gave Brock Lesnar gave Cody Rhodes respect. It was fucking pathetic, man. I fucking puked in my mouth a little, and that's all I gotta say about that. But fucking shit, man, pissing me off.
Yeah,
so anyway, let's. You should be calling any minute now, any second.
I'm reading on his theme song here. It's fucking. I'm going to give him 2 more minutes and then I'm going to go to fucking commercial. What is taking him so long? Like, does he have to charge his phone to give a landline?
He's doing his makeup right now, man. He's in the fucking green room doing makeup. Oh, shit, man. You still working at Amazon?
No, I'm not working at Amazon. I'm the United World Champion, bitch. I don't work at Amazon. I make the fucking cheddar, baby. I make the cheddar. I work at Arby's. Cheddar and bacon. I work at Arby's. I make the cheddar. Beef and cheddar. It's good. So United World Champion only works in certain fast food restaurants, not others. We don't go to McDonald's. Where is this fucking asshole? Christian.
You got Raising Cane's chicken over there, man?
They just brought it to here. I haven't had it yet, but it's here.
Yeah, that's some good shit, man.
Yeah, Whataburger is trash. Just another burger. Whataburger is just another burger. I make better burgers. Nothing special.
It's all right.
It's just a burger, man, right? I mean,
yeah,
Good Times is, I would say Good Times is better because their burgers are bigger. I had Carl's Jr. Oh, they're good. The sourdough Western bacon. It's good burger. I'm going to fucking end the show right now. Like, see you later.
No,
right
stop
when it comes on. Just,
hey, so what's with the new login shit, man? Well, I was like, holy fuck, man, I did a Hail Mary real quick. And I tried to fucking log in. I was like, oh, hell. You know, I'm dyslexic and shit, man. By the time I read those fucking directions, the show would be over. Get the fuck out of here. They got a new login procedure now, man. I was saying
what
the hell,
login
Mary,
is
the password? Hoping that you would be here now. Hoping you would be here. I was like, fuck, man, if he's not there, I'm fucked. That means I got to read these fucking directions.
I mean, you got to remember what the password was.
But so this, he's saying the show is not on. Did you end the show already?
What do you mean the show's not on? It looks like it's on.
That's what he's saying. There are no shows scheduled.
The stream is gone.
Call, give him a call.
I'm not going to give him a call. Look,
yeah,
I said stream
you
left. It's on. I'm going to text me the number.
No, you can call him from the board.
I don't want to call. I don't want to call him. I don't know where my phone is. What the? Okay, text me his number. Because the show's not.
Man.
So the three live listeners.
Yes.
I'm not getting. Oh, there he is. Okay, he's got it. All right, you want to introduce him?
All right. Oh, yeah, play his theme music. He likes that shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, Christian from Philly.
The Willie Philly.
That guy gave me the wrong number twice.
My apologies there, Philly Nilly. I gave you the wrong number, man. It's 9713. Not 9613 or 53 or whatever. What number did I give you? It's 9653. No, 9753. All right.
He left. Where did he go? Why did he leave?
So he
the
left?
Call drop. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
All right, I'm back. For some reason, it just hanged up on me for some reason.
Maybe I played your
Tony
theme song. Did you hear it? Did you hear it? I played the theme song. I'll play it again.
Stop it.
Again. Christian.
Stop it.
Yeah?
All right, so the highlight of the night for me was conservative Kid Rock coming out at the beginning. He didn't even come out in person, though. It was a fucking video package. So they did a little video package with Kid Rock introducing the fucking SummerSlam, and I thought that was all right. What do you think about that, Christian?
I don't really care. I don't really care about Kid Rock. I think the highlight for me for the whole show was the first match of the show. That's about it.
The first match?
What
yeah,
was that, by the way? What was the first match?
That was Logan Paul.
Oh,
who
yeah.
He defeated Ricochet by pinfall, no less, in a singles match that lasted 18 minutes.
Has Ray
and,
beat the shit out of his son yet? I mean, has he literally? Because that family violence needs to happen. I mean, he needs to fucking take a chair and smash his son's skull in. Like, that's what I want to see on television.
Yeah, that's what he. That's exactly what he needs to do.
Yeah.
But he hasn't done it yet. Instead,
because isn't
his
Ricochet
son is running
in his
around
group?
With that gang?
But Ricochet's
his son
in
is
there
now
though.
Dirty Dom.
Oh, is that that's
he's
Finn Balor, not
now.
That's not Ricochet. I'm sorry. I get all those guys confused because they look exactly the same and they have the same personalities. And
well, they're all 5'7".
Vanilla midgets.
They're all 5'7". So,
hey
yeah,
man, I'm
5'12". It was a great match, man. They beat the shit out of each other, but then in the end, Logan Paul gets some fucking brass knuckles from somebody, and
it's
he clobbers
spooky,
fucking
whatever.
Ricochet, and he takes the match with a 1-2-3. That's how it ended.
I honestly don't know where Ricochet goes from here after this. I really don't. Because I doubt Logan Paul is going to have a pay-per-view match at Payback. I think they're going to save him for the Saudi show or whatever. But I don't know what Ricochet does after this.
Yeah, there's not much he can do. I mean, they kind of raised him up for this match. And just like that, the fucking rug got pulled out from under him. But that's just the way it goes for some people, I guess. But it was a good match, though. 18. And that's the way you want to start a pay-per-view, is with a fucking a good match like that. But like you said, where the fuck does he go from here? Who knows? So then after that, we had wait a minute. What about Hollywood? You got anything to say about Ricochet? Vanilla Midget?
Well, I thought he was Finn Balor, so I have no fucking thought right now. I could give a
Do
shit.
Do you think look, that you could take him?
As champion, I am 5 foot 12 inches tall, Mr. Hollywood, and I can totally take
five,
him
5'12".
I am 5'12 and a half. That half an inch makes a difference. But anyway, but I'm saying is, yeah, I can beat him. Look at this muscle, man. It's bigger than he is. Look at this muscle. It's bigger than I got a championship. It's bigger than all of them. Like, you know, I stand there and I look down. I put my arm on their head and I say, this is nice.
Yeah. Very
yeah,
nice.
So yes, I don't care. Next.
So then after that, we had your precious Cody Rhodes, Hollywood. Your precious Cody Rhodes comes out, defeats Brock Lesnar by pinfall in a singles match that also lasted, well, not quite 18 minutes, but 17 minutes and 35 seconds. Christian, your thoughts?
This match was fucking bullshit. First of all, the whole match was Brock Lesnar special, duplexes and suplexes. Then comes the stupid shit, right? Cody grabs the steel steps. By the way, this is a regular match, by the way. This was no stipulation match. How the fuck did Cody Rhodes not get DQ'd for this fucking match? How?
Oh, yeah.
How did
that
he
was
not
a,
get DQ'd?
Because
that?
It's wrestling, and you're supposed to suspend your disbelief.
No, fuck that. Even wrestling has fucking rules, kayfabe. He should have been DQ'd for this.
Vince's mustache.
And also, here's another point. Now that this terrible feud is over, what the fuck? Here's the thing, right? Now that this terrible feud is over.
Did you call him a
over,
horrible fetus? Yes, he is a horrible fetus. I'm going to get a beard.
Where the fuck does Cody go from here, Minister? Where does he go from here after this?
I think he goes after Roman Reigns again.
He can't. He's from Raw.
Oh, well then, fuck, I don't know where he goes from here.
He can't challenge Seth because I feel like this whole Seth and Judgment Day shit ain't over with.
Maybe he's going to go after Imperium.
Oh, come on.
I will
become
reiterate.
The Intercontinental Champion. I don't know. Let's
yeah,
ask Hollywood. Hollywood is his biggest fan. He said that he should have beat Roman Reigns at WrestleMania.
If he wanted to pull
where does Cody Rhodes go from here?
Nowhere. If he wanted to pull the trigger, you should have done it. Now he's just—it's unbelievable in the fact that if he was fighting Brock Lesnar, it should be with the title around his belt waist and winning that way. Honestly, I don't really care, and I don't believe that Brock Lesnar loses to Cody Rhodes anywhere else but in the WWE. So it's not believable. And I think the title is now secondary to Roman Reigns and his circle jerk family. So I don't give a fuck. Let's move on. I'm a Christian. Fuck this.
You know, I think you're right in the aspect of, and you know, I couldn't take it at the time, like the idea of fucking Cody Rhodes beating Roman Reigns, because it's so unbelievable to me. Just like the idea of, you know, Cody Rhodes beating Brock Lesnar. But, I mean, if you have to suspend your fucking disbelief and shit, you would have had Cody Rhodes get that shit out of the way already. If that's what they're setting up, just get it out of the fucking way. We would have already been done with this. This whole fucking
no,
family shit would have never had to happen. And
you know
Cody Rhodes would have done lost the title by now.
You know what I think they're going to do, Minister? They're going to have this fucker win Elimination Chamber to face Roman for WrestleMania. That's what they're going to fucking do with Cody.
I can't stand Cody Rhodes. I can't stand the thought of him winning the fucking title and being the big champion. But I guess I'm going to brace myself because I still think that Roman is going to Hollywood sooner rather than later. And somebody's got to take the title from him. I was hoping it would be Jay tonight.
No, dude, you should have known better. Jay was not winning.
I won the biggest bet in history because I was right. So, you know.
Yes. Hollywood,
I just had the premonition.
You got all the money in the world right now, including the crypto.
Everything. All of it. I'm Mr. Hollywood. I'm 5'12". I have all the money. I'm the United World Champion. And you better take that and
believe
it.
Life is good, baby.
Life is great.
I'll take
you
with
a fucking
cheddar beef sandwich right now.
Cheddar beef. I told you. I work at Arby's. Champ. Work at Arby's. Mr. Hollywood.
So, we got fucked tonight with this Cody Rhodes-Brock Lesnar deal. The storyline is obviously over. Brock Lesnar put him over at the end by, you know, raising his hand up and shit. And I puked
ridiculous.
A little bit in my mouth when I saw that.
It's ridiculous.
It's so fucking unbelievable. It is.
All right, so we might as well skip the next match because the next match is just a fucking battle royal. LA Knight won. Good that LA Knight won. He's, like, over, but it's just a fucking battle royal. Who gives a fuck?
Hey, I'm with you, man. We'll skip that shit.
Yeah, let's go to the one of the worst matches of the entire fucking show.
And that was
the MMA fight rule with Shayna fucking Baszler and Ronda Rousey. You know, there's a report that this is Ronda Rousey's last match in WWE. This is her final match. What a way to fucking go out, huh? Having like 50,000 people tap boring. The match was terrible. It was boring. This did Shayna Baszler no fucking favors.
Yeah, it was an awful match, man, but it had to happen, obviously. And I mean, I guess Shayna Baszler gets the fucking the rub, if you will. If it is Ronda Rousey's last match, so be it. I'm okay with that. It's not like she brought anything to the industry anyway. Maybe she put a few seats in asses, but that's it, man. Her wrestling is awful. She can't maintain her fucking character, whether it's a baby face or a heel. She's awful either way. Next.
Wait.
Hollywood.
Yeah, Tony.
Mr. Hollywood.
Look, Ronda Rousey always looks like she just is smelling a fart.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even when she's just standing there, she looks like she's smelling a fart. And that's all I have to say about her.
Yeah, when she walked her out tonight, you could tell they had just told her that she was going to lose the match. And she had her mean look walking out all fast and shit, and it looked like she was more pissed off and ready to leave rather than to go out there and entertain a crowd of fucking 50-something thousand or whatever. That's what it looked like. It was horrible from the get-go. But, yeah, next.
Up next was the Gunther versus Drew McIntyre match. It was an okay match. I was hoping for a banger. You know, the term banger means like a great match. It was okay. It was like a Raw match, to be honest. Like nothing really crazy happened. I personally enjoy Sheamus versus Gunther more than Drew versus Gunther. And to be honest,
oh yeah, for sure. Those guys beat the shit out of each other. Drew McIntyre doesn't go as hard as Shamey, and that's what the problem is, and that's why it was just a typical Raw match.
And to be honest, why should Drew even get a rematch? He lost clean to Gunther. He didn't lose by shenanigans. He didn't cheat. He lost clean. So why the fuck should he even get a rematch for these last eagles?
And actually, that's why I thought that he would win this time. I thought, well, maybe they're going to put Gunther in a program against Roman Reigns or something. that maybe they're going to take the title off of him by putting it on that fuck Drew. And so that's why I thought maybe Drew McIntyre would win the match, because he already lost to Gunther. He lost to him fucking clean, so what the hell? So now it's two times. He's a two-time fucking loser.
Yeah.
Hollywood, I know you could take both these guys, man. They're both chumps, especially that chump maggot, Drew McIntyre. He may have the height on you. He may have the height on you, but no way does he have the fucking charisma and the fucking pythons, or the what's another snake? The fucking rattlesnake arms that you have.
The fucking anacondas, baby. The fucking anaconda. This anaconda don't want none, because I'm 5'12", son. That's right. Mr. Hollywood. I got two Drew McIntyre dolls, and both of them, and their heads are backwards, and their legs look like they've been turned inside out, and I don't know. I don't know why the hell my son ended up with two of them, but they look possessed right now. And that, I don't have anything else to say, because honestly, who do you fight? Gunter? Is that the guy?
Yeah, yeah. Walter.
Walter Gunter. No, get the fuck. You know what? I don't
fucking
care.
Walter.
Fucking Walter.
So we had,
following
up on that, next thing you know, we had Seth freaking Rollins coming out in his fucking clown costume, looking like Henry VIII or some shit. And then he's wearing, underneath that fucking horrible costume, he's wearing his vest that he last wore in a match against the Vanilla Midget, Finn Balor, 7 years ago, when he lost to Finn Balor, but injured Finn Balor at the same time, forcing Finn Balor to vacate the title the very next night on Raw. And so the whole storyline was that, you know, Finn Balor was eating 7 years of bitterness.
Oh,
and
yeah,
this was an interesting match, because we didn't know which way it was going to go. It had a lot of possibilities, considering the friction that Finn Balor has had with his partner, Truth Martinez, whatever the fuck his name is. Christian, what's his name?
Who?
Truth Martinez, fucking, you know, the guy with the gang with Finn Balor and them.
Dominic?
No, the other guy.
Damian Priest?
Oh, yeah, Damian fucking Priest. There you go, the other guy.
Awesome.
So we didn't know which way it was going to go, because they've already had friction. But sure enough, Damian Priest comes out. And fucking Finn Balor proved himself to be a horrible fucking heel. Doesn't even know how to cheat. Can't grasp the fucking fact of, hey, man, this guy's going to fucking toss me the briefcase. He's going to go around and fucking create a fucking disturbance with the ref so I can hit this guy in the fucking head with the briefcase, pin him 1, 2, 3. No, he couldn't grasp the concept of that shit. They tried it like once or twice, failed both times, tried it again once again, and this time they got caught, but not by the referee. They got caught by the opponent, Seth freaking Rollins, who curb stomped Finn Balor into the briefcase.
Yeah.
Allowing him to get the 1, 2, 3.
I thought the curb stomp was banned. Wasn't it banned?
Well, it was, but, you know, they lifted that ban. They lifted that ban a while back, so they used it again.
I really didn't care about this fucking match at all. I've seen these two wrestle 1,000 fucking times. Somebody literally posted a video on YouTube, on their YouTube channel, of the road to Balor vs. Seth, and they showed an hour footage of how many matches these two have faced each other. I've seen it all. I've seen how they wrestle each other. I just don't care. And I have a fucking feeling that Payback is leading towards a fucking triple threat between Seth, Finn, and Damian Priest, and I will still not care.
Yeah. Hollywood, Mr. Hollywood, I know you could take Seth Rollins. In fact, I know you could take his wife away from him. I know that for sure.
I'm not a fan
and
of redheads.
And Finn Balor, if he's ever had a wife, well, she would never. He would never have a wife because as long as you're in the picture, there are no wives for Finn Balor. Hollywood?
I don't care how many wives Finn Balor has. I'll steal all of them. And let me tell you something else. Brother, Timu has some great deals. I'm looking at this typewriter music box and stuff because I don't give a shit. WWE is so awful. Like, why am I even doing this? I am my own champion.
Seven years of fucking bitterness. It was actually a decent fucking story. I
couldn't
believe it.
7 years. Oh, a decent story. Oh, yeah.
Seven fucking years of bitterness he was fucking holding and carrying with him.
Listen,
and now
listen,
it's going to lead to fucking 8 or 9.
Yesterday, after 3 days, I was holding, and then I just did the biggest shit, and I was holding it for so long. It was so tense. For so long, but then I finally just shit it out, and they called it SummerSlam. Next.
So next we had the women's... the show's being brought to you by Jack Herr. We had the women's championship.
Bianca Belair stunk.
Defeated
Asuka.
Oh,
forget to douche.
And Charlotte Flair, by pinfall, no less, in a triple threat match for the WWE Women's Championship.
This match fucking
Christian
stunk.
From Philly, tell us why and how much this match fucking sucked.
First of all, this feud had no heat. This feud had nothing. Asuka has been portrayed as one of the worst fucking champions ever in the modern era. Her title reign's a joke. Every title reign that this bitch has been a joke. I'm sorry. Bianca, she's a terrible babyface. She's still. Charlotte, nobody fucking likes Charlotte. How the fuck can you have 50,000 plus people be invested in this match where you want none of these women to win in this match? The match was sloppy. It was boring. The crowd gave no shit about it. It was so bad, they had to send in Io Sky to cash in and become the new women's champion. That's how bad this triple threat match was. Unacceptable. Both women's matches were terrible.
And that's exactly what happened, too. You got the feeling that the match, everything was so fucking bad that Io Sky was a complete total distraction to take the direction. And the people wanted that. Like, when she started running out, everybody stood up and they were fucking, like with the yes and shit. And everybody got excited because they're tired of the same fucking shit already with Charlotte, Bianca Belair. And don't get me wrong, Bianca Belair, it was a great push that they gave her and whatnot, but she's a horrible fucking baby face. She's much more suited for a heel. And until they make that switch, it's not going to be good. And so here we have a new champion. I believe she's going to be an interim champion in Io Sky. Mr. Hollywood, tell me exactly what you would do to Io Sky.
How
would you take her down?
The only women's champion that I care about is the United Women's Champion, the Huntress. She... Even though the rumors are around that I were dating and she has preferential treatment and that's why she got the title shot, there is no truth to any of that. And I'm telling you, while I'm banging her, we are not in a relationship at all, except our private part. Now, as for WWE, not me, but as for WWE, all I have to say about the women and Asuka and whatever is next.
So at the end, it brought about a move where Charlotte was in the figure eight leg lock or whatever they call it. I'm sorry. Charlotte had Bianca in the figure eight lock or whatever they call it again. Asuka comes up from the outside of the ring, crawls in, spits the green mist in Charlotte's face,
Not breaking the holes, though. She did not break the lock. And then, Christian, what happened then?
It was actually a blue mist, but whatever. The ending was terrible. She had a cellophane. This was awful.
And so then that sent, so she wins the match by pinning, what was it, Oscar?
Yeah, she pinned
Oscar while she was still in the leg lock. And then, not having time to celebrate, Io Sky comes running out and takes the title from her. Like I said, I believe it'll be an interim championship for her, but we'll see how it develops. Finally, we had the championship, and this was undisputed WWE champion, Roman Reigns, with Paul Heyman, of course, defeating Jey Uso by pinfall in a tribal combat match for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship, which, by the way, Mr. Hollywood Tony P could care nothing about, gives a shit about it. But also on stipulation was the recognition of Tribal Chief, which, by the way, Mr. Hollywood could give a shit about it. In fact, he pisses on Tribal Chief every morning.
That's how
he starts his day.
I haven't watched WWE in years. I don't know what is going on. And yet, even before the match was over, I knew who was going to win. But you know what? Who gives a shit about a Tribal Chief? Who gives a shit about a Roman Reigns? Who gives a shit about any of that? I'm Mr. Hollywood. I'm 5'12", big shot champion. And I can tell you flat out, I've won hardcore battles, hard-fought battles. People couldn't beat me. And I've always come through because I am the champion. And I'm the people's champion. I'm the best champion. And Roman Reigns is a loser champion, but he's a winner, right? Because Vince is going to book him like that. Well, you know what? I run the United Wrestling Alliance, so I'll fucking get your title reign, and I'll beat that. You know why? Because I book my own matches, motherfucking. I can die say winner.
And you are greater than Vince McMahon's mustache could ever be.
His mustache couldn't carry my jock.
Christian, your thoughts on this final match, buddy?
I didn't care. I'm going to tell you this. I don't care about Roman Reigns matches. I really don't. Because we all know nobody's seeing this fucker until probably WrestleMania 40.
Conor McGregor or The Rock.
No, it's going to be Cody again. It's going to be Cody and Roman at WrestleMania 40.
Cody's going to get booed out of the arena. It will be a double turn. Cody will get booed out of the arena. I can't wait.
I'm waiting for the Boo Birds to come out for fucking Cody Rhodes. Every fucking week. I wonder when they're going to start giving him the what treatment and all that kind of shit. Because I can't stand this fuck. But I digress.
But we only have to wait 9 more months until WrestleMania to see him win the title. So in 9 months, he should be loved again, right?
In 9 months, I will completely give a shit about this company if Cody fucking Rhodes wins the title. I will be the next one to stop watching. I will be the next one to fucking be greater than Vince McMahon's mustache. I will not give a shit about this company if Cody Rhodes becomes champion.
I just don't care about Rhodes. And let's talk about the elephant in the room, the whole Jimmy Uso breakup. Why did they break up the couple of Usos for? Where the fuck did this come from? Let's backtrack, okay? Let's backtrack for a minute. That a champion, Jimmy Uso super kicks Roman. SmackDown, Jey Uso joins Jimmy Uso, and they both super kick Roman. Money in the Bank, they defeated Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa. Why suddenly now Jimmy just said, you know what, fuck you, bro. I hate you now for some reason. And he suddenly turned on Jey. Why? Why would you break up the fucking Usos?
Because
they needed opponents for each other, you know?
The Book of Stars, baby.
And that's ass because his wife is that girl, so whatever.
Yeah, and you know, I couldn't help but wonder, where the fuck is she right now?
She's an Impact. She's the world champion right now.
She's on Impact Wrestling. So I'm wondering, like,
The Funkasaurus is on Fox News. The Funkasaurus has his title. The Funkasaurus is repping his title just like me. Mr. Hollywood Tony P, the dragon, 5'12", standing tall against the world.
Yeah.
Can we be done? It's been an hour. I got to take a big Vince McMahon.
Yeah, there you go.
I got to drop a Roman Reigns in the toilet. Let's get this done.
It's just fucking terrible. What's the final verdict for SummerSlam?
Well, I'm going to give it a, you know, I was entertained by certain aspects of it, but I got to go with a 4 out of 10. I got to go with a Bret Hart 4 out of 10, baby.
I'm giving the show a 3.5 out of 10. Top this show.
Since I didn't see it, you're going to give it more than a 3.5?
No, I'm sorry, continue.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, since I haven't watched it and I don't care, I give it a 0 out of 10, as in I give zero shits about WWE. I only care about the United Wrestling Alliance. I am Mr. Hollywood. I am the United World Champion, and I could care less about WWE, AEW, Impact, or any of the little fucking leagues that go around every which way. Because the United Wrestling Alliance is going to the top with all the best talent and the greatest title and the greatest champion in the history of wrestling. I'm going to beat Roman Reigns' record and whatever. So let's be done. Give your final thoughts.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Christian.
United World Champion, Mr. Hollywood.
Okay, good. But I'll still work the board for you. I'll work the board while you close you yahoos.
All right. Christian from Philly, thanks for joining us, buddy, and sorry about the I make no apologies.
That's fine.
The whole fucking thing at the beginning, fuck that shit. We'll work it out next time. And if people don't like it, they can suck my fucking dick. Tell them about it, Christian.
It's fine. The show sucked more because there was no surprises. No Bray Wyatt, no Randy Orton, no Kyrie Sane, no Carlito, no nobody. Fuck the show.
But we had the surprise of Io Sky.
That's not a surprise. That's not really a surprise.
You gotta know who she is for it to be a surprise. And since nobody knows who she is, it's not a surprise.
It's not a surprise, babe.
My hemorrhoids made an appearance on fucking WWE. Fucking bloody hemorrhoids.
Well, all right. I'd like to say thank you very much at this time to all three of you that were listening. Did they stick to the end? Are we honored to have them stick to the end?
Sure, I don't. Yeah, they're here.
Are they there still? We can shit on them. I want to thank you all for coming to the show, for listening to the show, for listening to our madness, our brand of entertainment. Go back and listen to the other shows; they're just as crazy. I am Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, reminding you to keep it real, keep it healed, but more importantly, keep it sexy. Close it out, baby.
has been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.